first you take mushrooms, then you find the truth, and then you get fucked in the ass. Break your limitations. You know this comment I find so funny because he wants to like mock me, but he's actually like stating facts. This one was the one with the most likes. It's like monogamy equals a stable society. I actually commented back this morning, I honor your belief system. For me, it's a great permission slip, speaking about monogamy, for symptomatic treatment for a profoundly fear-based society that is healing now and thus can shift in all the ways. You know, because the more and more we wake up, like now, so the timing that we're all waking up hardcore in the timeline. And then these things like openness are just common sense because we're all fully integrated beings in our power, loving ourselves, and we operate on total synchronicity. And then abundance. Of course, we're meant to like be in tribe. We're all one. So we're like sharing our vibration with different people, and how the relationship then is never defined because it's constantly changing. It is what it is in the moment, and that is beautiful. And I'm telling you, like, this is really how I live my life. And it's just so, so beautiful. If you like really arrive in the present moment, don't judge things, don't make assumptions where they are going, but just be present and take it for what it is in the moment. Because it's never the same. Like, no relationship is ever the same. Like, every moment, it's like, it is what it is. And I know the society we're living is like far away, that everyone is like me. So yeah, of course, we need like all these things, like boundaries, like agreements or rules. And like making all hearts feel safe and over communicate, like all these things. But these things are actually there to wake us up. Like, monogamy is just like, as I said, a symptomatic treatment that we just make a rule that we cannot be open to, does not look at our deeper programming. And this is great. Again, I said in the last one, I'm not mocking monogamy. It is so great because our programming goes so deep on the whole spectrum. We have so many things to work on, to integrate. We have forgotten so much. We just come out of the darkness age, and now we look at all our stuff. And it all goes in phases. Like, relationships, if that is not your main excitement right now, to look at that programming, and you have a partner and you're stable, this is so important, having each other's back. And then we're looking at other things, like my eating disorder and my relationship to food and my childhood trauma and doing family constellations and then working on different things. And then eventually you get to the point where you're more and more integrated, and then you want to look at relationships. And once you pursue slowly, super slowly, the introduction of openness, just like as a thought, you have interesting discussions where deep programming arises. Like when Brittany and I, when we host our play parties, this is like taking all the programming out the window. Like, all of a sudden, we're like all Pleiadians and we're playing on this vibration, and thus so many things come up. And you come out like, whoa. Now I have like a lot to digest, because we're so like, what we phrase as normal is the weirdest, most limiting, fear-based shit ever. And it's great. Like, this is just all, it's all valid. And thus we have this experience. Like, we really have to honor that. We have the experience right now, which we have because of the limitations. Like, aliens, like Sasanis, Bashar, he calls us the masters of limitations. Like, other aliens are looking at us and they're like, wow, they're so limited. They have even forgotten, some of them, that they have a higher self, that they're always divinely guided and connected to source. They think they're disconnected from source, that they cannot fathom, they cannot imagine this, because they wake up in whatever timeline and they have not forgotten that they're connected to SOAS, that they're all one, like all these things. They have not forgotten that they're worthy, they love themselves, like all these things. We went like deep. But this is, you know, he calls us masters of limitations, like not mocking us, but like actually masters. Like this is coming here. This is a masterclass. This is tough school. We are such powerful souls to come here, because if we can transform this, they're all watching, like millions of extraterrestrials are watching us right now, paying close attention, because if we can transform this fear-based societies, ourselves, like transform our beliefs, step in our power, then whatever their current challenge is, they're like, this is peanuts in compared to what we're going through. Like they are watching closely. So this is like showing how powerful we are. So let's take a deep breath on that one. And many of us that came here, we thought it would be easier. Like I love the Dolores Cannon, how she puts people in hypnosis, and they're saying like, whoa, from spirit, this timeline, it's looking so fun. Like this timeline, people are like wanting to get here so badly. Like they take whatever body they can to enter this timeline. Like give me a frog, give me a cat, give me a fish. Like I wanna like tell proudly that I've been down on earth during the transformational age. And at the same time, once you're down here, and like me, like I'm reincarnated in this meat suit for over 30 years, it's fucking tiring. It's a lot. It's exhausting. I want to go home, you know. I thought it would be way easier. And actually, most starseeds, they say the same. So, you're not, if you're feeling that way too, you're not the only one. Because we came in this timeline not forgetting as much as others. Being really awake, thus really sensitive to all the things. And our world is such an amazing place to create unsafe spaces, desensitized people. And then we come here super awake, super sensitive, and being in like cities and stuff, it's so traumatizing. It's so much to process. And you're like, what's going on? Where is my family? Why am I here? But then the more you connect to source, to your higher self, to spirit, and see the bigger picture, you see how exciting. And then I invite you to watch amazing heroic movies like Lord of the Rings, like Harry Potter, and see that this great challenge they're facing is what makes the movie so amazing. So this always, at the end of the day, makes me embrace our society and the current state and where we're at, because yeah, there's work to do. We create the illusion of arriving, of getting somewhere, because the more you wake up, you realize, oh, there's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do. We're just like playing a game here. Like you really lighten up on yourself. You see like this is all a big cosmic joke. And at the same time, yeah, it's fun to play this game. Like we're here, I'm committed to the timeline. Like this is also a big one, to actually commit to the timeline. Because if you're not stepping in your power, because I see many people that are like waking up hardcore, they're like waking up to the structure of existence, that nothing has any meaning. You give everything a meaning. So life is meaningless unless you give it meaning. And then you're like doing the things you used to do, but then you're like, if I don't give this any meaning, there is no meaning. Exactly. But then quickly I see people, some of them, and I experienced it as well, like getting really depressed. Because like, yeah, what's the point? There is no point. Exactly. But then like, no, I really invite you to commit to the timeline. Like I've chosen this for a reason. I wake up to it more and more why I'm here, and I step and stay in my power, following my joy and giving it all the meaning, like my podcast. I could sit here now, oh, whatever, who cares? I'm too alien. Does anyone even care? And no, stop it. You know, no one would see this. And I'm like, fuck no, this podcast is the holy grail. This podcast will help you speak, channeling your higher self, that will awaken you even more. And I give this so much meaning, and like, bo, 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 and you feel this vibration. Like I pumped this full of it. And thus, I really enjoy being down here, being in my power, and it feels like accomplished, productive. Like I don't like the word productive, but this vibration of, yeah, I actually give a fuck. I actually care. I actually follow my passion with passion. You gotta be passionate about being passionate. This is so important. Like, if you follow your excitement but you're not excited about it, it's not working. You gotta be passionate about being passionate. You gotta give it meaning. You're like, you're the coolest shit ever, and whatever excites me, I'm here for this big mission. And no matter how mundane it seems, like doing the dishes or whatever, no, doing the dishes now. I feel the hot water. I'm connecting to my body. I get a break of whatever I'm doing so I can get in a meditative state. And I'm cleaning something, so I actually have something to do. Like, physical reality is great. We have things to do. And I experience more the vibration of cleanness, also cleaning myself and like creating space in my mind, and thus my higher self can talk to me more because there's space, because I'm doing something like the dishes. I'm not like, oh, it's not my excitement, or it is my excitement but I'm not excited about it, you know, that's what I'm saying. So like, how you hear it, like I'm fully here in this podcast, and like I'm like highest vibration, highest light only. Like, don't hold back, Ferdy. Be in your power. Be present. This is fun. That's why I fucking love it. And that's why you fucking love it too. And I invite you to get full of this divine you feel through me and see it as a reflection that what you like about this is actually what you like about yourself. My love is just a reminder. Find your center. Let's take a deep breath on that one. And the timeline is getting so juicy, Bloom Babies. Like, we're all waking up hardcore. We're actually, what I channeled, we experience like a global walk-in experience. As you might know, on my fifth surgery on my belly, I had what I call a walk-in experience, which means way more of my soul walked through, meaning is like down here now in my pleasure suit talking to you. I love this analogy Bashar uses, that like down here in physical reality, it's basically our little pinky, our little finger. That's how much of our whole being, of our soul, is like down here, your physical mind. And your entire body is right now at this moment in spirit guiding you. And more of your soul comes through down here. The safer it gets, like you see it, our eyes get bigger. The bigger the eyes, the more of the soul walks in, and it's getting more and more safe that we like get on a higher and higher vibration where this matches, and all these other things just shift away. It's all vibrational, and you can only perceive what you're the frequency of. Like, everything is here right now, everything, it's just the here and now, everything exists right now, but it's like all on different vibrations. It's like watching TV. You watch one TV station and you're focusing on that, but knowing that all other TV stations exist at the same time. But you're not on the vibration. You're not on this channel. It's like a matter of focus. So the more we raise our vibration, the more we match our higher selves, the more of that comes through. Like, we're literally bringing heaven down on earth, moving on a higher vibration, 4D, 5D, transcending. And all the lower vibrational shit just shifts more and more away, meaning we cannot perceive it. Like, we're not on this channel anymore. We're all the demons and the draconians, shape-shifting, shadow government, they cannot vibrate on this high vibration. We are shifting more and more every single day, every single moment. They cannot exist there. There's too much light. We're flushing it all out. Like, we're literally all born strategically around this globe to hold this energy grid, which is flooding more and more light. Like, you are our starseed, light worker, Bloom Baby, however you want to call it. And this is why we're here. And now, like, right now, the next weeks, months, years, it's happening right now. We all experience more and more of a collective walk-in experience. More of our higher self walks through. Like, when I, like, my whole life I was really awake. Like, I'm a classic starseed. I never forgot as much, and I really spread my life, my light. And back then it was so important. Like, it's so important that we are not too awake for our time, because back then, like my 20s, I wasn't so awake as I am now, thanks God, because I couldn't have done what I was meant to do. Like, I'm so positive creating content about healthy lifestyle choices and veganism, and here's another full day of eating, woo, and another one, and another one. And I can chill with all the people and spread them my positive vibrations. Amazing, this is what I meant to do, so I couldn't be too awake, because now I cannot do that anymore. Like, I see through people, I see through their belief structure, I see vibrations, so I cannot just like hang with a bunch of people and spread my light. Now I'm like a lot in my hermiting phase and mostly chill with like selected special souls where there is a vibrational match. And also now I talk like this, you know, like back then for most people they couldn't hold that. That was just be crazy talk. And then what's the point if you don't resonate? So we're waking up in a perfect amount that we can sing each other home. It's a chain reaction. It's like this ripple effect that we always help our loved ones, the people we resonate. And there's a lot of work to do. So when I woke up from the fifth surgery, I was like, oh my God, everything was so different. Like my whole reality. That before that, I was like, I'm a human being. This is my biceps. And then I woke up. I'm an indestructible soul. I'm not my body. I'm not my thoughts. I'm a soul in a physical temporary body, meat suit, pleasure suit. This is not me. This is just my vehicle for this reality. But I've looked through many other eyes. And I will look through many other eyes. And it's all happening right now. And I remembered so much of my other timelines. And I got so, like, I got unattached from my physical appearance, from this body. Like, oh, I'm afraid getting old, I need to look second. Like, no, how am I feeling in this experience and this vessel I need for this job? And don't get me wrong, not like a job I need, like it's fun and I want to feel good. And then again, the paradox, the better you feel on the inside, the better you look on the outside. You know, I look better than ever before while not caring about it anymore at all. You know, I don't like it's so, because I'm so shining, I'm so glowing, because it's all coming from the inside and the outsides are all reflections. If you want to see a different reality, a different reflection, you need to change your inside first, and then the outside has no choice but to reflect it back sooner or later. So if you're like experiencing loops and loops, like I keep attracting toxic relationships, I keep attracting unhealthy relationships, because there's something in yourself, like whatever you are on the inside, you match in the outside. Like, let's say, and most people don't love themselves, they're like needy and they quickly have attachments. Guess what? You're gonna attract people with the same. But then, like, I really 100% loved myself in my power. Guess what reflection I got? Brittany stepped right into my reality. And I was like, wow, this is the first human being I met that 100% loves herself, just like me. I was like, wow, before then, there was always these insecurities and I was up-leveling people like, oh, you're beautiful. And I could just feel them, that they're like, and you know, you are all on such a great way. Like, I see you. You're all like loving yourself. I would say like above 80, 90% and it's rising every day. And we all have like our little things. But I really, after this walk-in, was like, I love myself 100%. And there are no conditions to it. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm like balding up here or have pimples on my chest or like no belly button and a big scar, or am I bloated, or like I misspoke or whatever. You can feel it in the vibration how I carry myself. And then I met Brittany and I was like, whoa, someone else just like me. Why did I get that reflection? Because I embodied it first. So when I walked in a lot of my soul early, so I can now sit here and show you it's safe and empower you, so we can all allow us to wake up more. So yeah, it's overall really exciting times. Wow. This was all over the place. Could you follow me, please? I loved it that the comments are really active. So please write me a comment again. Was this too far in spirit, or could you follow me? Because in the last one, actually, a lot of comments were like, yeah, I could follow you and I love it that you don't hold back and just start channeling and like really say how you feel. And this makes me so happy, Bloombabies. It makes me so happy that you can actually like hold me, that you can actually follow me. Moving on. I live in a basement, and in the last year I filled the room with beautiful plants that I love. I think I make up for the loss of humans in my life with plants, and I have a lot of plants. I feel you. How you see in the background? There's my cat, there's my dog. I get so much love out of them, but this is what I invite you, like, balance. Everything in the universe wants balance. And once there's something out of balance, we compensate. Because there's like a hole, there's something not met, there's something not balanced. So we overcompensate with something else. And that is visible in the outside, because everything are reflections. So if I would get another cat and have like 10 cats, then okay, it's great. But also, it's probably because of the lack of human connections in my life. Or if I get like a ton of plants, it's either what you said, a loss of humans. But what I rather channel is that it's you're missing being connected to nature. Like, you actually create a jungle at home because you want to live in the jungle. So my question is, why are you not moving somewhere where there's more nature? Because no matter how many plants you get, like, many of my friends, they went there too in Berlin. They got like plant after plant. And they were building such a jungle in their home, but they like lived in a little box in an apartment. And it's great. If this is like your excitement and there's something for you in the timeline, why you need to be there, but then it's actually your excitement. And then having plants, you know, it's great, but just it's so powerful to ask yourself. And having tons of plants, I love it. But if it's like a lot, then like, why is this? What is out of balance? And it's so nice to be brutally honest to yourself and really want to not deny anything, look at everything. This is the biggest step. Most people are in denial. And there's something called, that is so funny with humans, it's called double denial. We're denying that we're in denial. And then there's just a wall and I cannot give a reflection because denying it. Because they would have such an ego death. It's like, what? I have to now look at my shadows and integrate things and balance things and like step in my powers and like transform this fear-based belief. Like, I feel you, girl. For me, my social was also out of balance the last month, but not in a like strong way, because I had like Brittany and a couple friends around the globe, but not really a lot on the island. And I could feel this, like there is something out of balance. And it's all in phases, you know. For the phase I was in, like, I had a hardcore hermit phase, and it was really important because there I had like a deep, deep alien journey, and I needed to have that. But I knew sooner or later I need to balance that. And always your excitement tells you that. I'm like, I was missing being with friends and having fun and playing and being social. So now I do act a lot of my excitement to be more social, and right now it's amazing. I really balanced it. Such amazing people stepped in my vortex that are on the island, and I'm still buzzing off the connection that I like formed the last days. I'm buzzing a lot, actually. This was really special. Anyways, moving on. No, let's stay here. Your excitement will tell you, and also if you are excited about it, know it's right there, like it exists. The universe wants you to go there, and there is something for you. You never feel excitement where there isn't anything. So if you're excited to like, oh, I want to balance that, I want to be more social, then follow that magnetic pull of your excitement there. Those souls are just waiting to come in your life. The thing is, in the universe, everything is flowing. I saw that so often upstairs in spirit, how everything flows perfectly. Everything just finds you, unless you're in the way and saying like, stop, no, I have a fear-based belief, I like gave up in man, I gave up in humans, I don't even allow them in. And guess what, then you're in the way, because you have your free will. So I invite you to really look at it, how I see like a lot of powerful women, some of them I feel like they have a little given up in men, and I totally understand like the traumatic shit they have gone through. Oh my God, I hear that and I'm like, fuck, man. And then I come back to like, no, men are actually amazing. Those men are just wounded men from like toxic masculinity from their parents, they learn it from their parents. We come out of a dark age, but there's so many men now that are wanna be really good men. Their heart is at the right place. They wanna become that. They just need some guidance, and no one taught them. Like I had like such toxic masculinity traits in me, because guess what? It's normal. That's what society tells you. Like, yeah, suppressed woman, objectified woman. Like, this is fucking normal, disgusting, but it's normal. So that's what I learned. And of course, you know me, I did it in a nice way, but still, like, objectifying, like, all these things, it's never nice. So I, like, Britney, like, mirrored me that hardcore, and I was like, oh my God. And I love owning things. Like, I actually looked at it and I transformed it. But many people, because why is that they don't look at it? Because they don't love themselves. They are afraid that if they find out, there is like, they're truly not worthy, that they cannot handle that. So they rather like close the door. I cannot look at it. I don't change. Like, no, because I don't love myself. And if I actually go there and I really find out that I'm not worthy, I'm going to be dead. I'm going to kill myself. So I need to like keep things up to fill holes and with women that they fill me up with love because I don't love myself, but I'm too afraid to look there. Because if it's actually true that what I believe, that I'm not worthy, and if it's actually true, if I actually go there, I'm gonna like disappear. And let me tell you, we're all worthy, we're all equals, you belong, you are lovable. Let's take a deep breath on that one while I blow my nose. Like, this is so important to wake up to, because once you're awake that you are fucking worthy, that you are existence, and without you, it wouldn't be complete. Because we're all one, you know? And we just create the illusion of separation down here. So we're like different pieces of the puzzle, and together it's one big puzzle. And without you, there would always one puzzle piece missing. Like, whole existence, reality would collapse if you wouldn't be here. Like, existence, all that is, God, however you want to call it, needs you, because otherwise it wouldn't be complete. And it wants you in your power, because this is really your unique puzzle piece. If you're like trying to like fit in and copy someone else, no, this puzzle piece already exists. What's missing is you in your power. And this is 100% worthy. And once you're like really awake to that, like, I cannot doubt myself anymore. I cannot not love myself anymore, because I know I am worthy. I feel my source connection all the time. And the strong source connection you can feel, I have, you have that too. You just maybe have forgotten, and maybe not speaking about you, because you're like, I feel you, bro. Like, yes. I mean, most people, they have forgotten. So we are here to make them remember how strong we are all connected to source, that we're all one, that we're actually all equals and have the same strong source connection. We just have forgotten. We can just play this game like, I'm not worthy. And thus I create this reality, but I'm not worthy. So then you can just like laugh about it and step more and more into the knowingness. I love when you did daily vlogs. I always looked forward to hearing your mind. That is so nice. That means a lot to me. Like, I really poured my heart and soul in those vlogs. And now I do it here on my podcast. Like, I keep sharing my journey authentically. And I'm happy that you're still here. Like, this makes me really happy. This feels, it's like family. Like, all of you who know me for longer. And it feels just like so warm in my heart that we walk the same path side by side for a long time. And thus we will keep walking it. And also everyone who's new here, I fucking love you. Thank you for like being here. We all crave community, family, being understood, like being so awake in the timeline. It's like, who the fuck is hearing that? Who can handle that? And we can, so this feels so, so good. Thank you for everyone. Polygamy? How do you say it? Isn't it? I don't know why this person writes it like this. It's like either you say the short form poly or polyamory, right? I think this is just misspelled. It's no different than dating or being single. Your roommates who slept with each other. Your roommates who sleep. I disagree. Like, I really invite you to not see it from where we are right, where most people are right now on the timeline, which is when they're like cheating, they're hurting each other. They're like, most people, especially men, no offense, but it's just what it is. We have to be sober about it. Most people, especially men, have their emotional matureness is like a little kid or max a teenager. Like the programming we got, especially men, is like, no, shut down your emotions. Don't look at them. Toughen up. Da da da. So they don't. They're not equipped. They don't know how to make hearts feel safe. They're doing the best they can. They're emotionally unavailable. Like the self-despair, like not loving themselves, like actually the opposite, like self-hatred goes deep. So like it's like a bunch of wounded kids hurting each other. That's like the timeline right now, but we're shifting. And awake people like Brittany and I, we really expand in a safe way, like slow safe. Slow safe. And then eventually like, yeah, we want to grow more in all ways, including our relationships. So we create more space, we open it more, and we see what the universe brings and all the challenges we embrace together by over-communicating, keeping each other's heart safe, being honest, like being in integrity, like all these things. It's just what you're talking about is the old world. I really invite you. I link it again. I link it on the other podcast as well. I cannot emphasize enough. It's really wow to read this, how Pleiadians have sex. It's an Insta post I made. And also the PDF I link, it's just like 2 pages or just 1 page. Where it's like talking about it, how Sasani, so these are like 2 extraterrestrial races, make love, relating, healthy relationships, how they're all married to each other. And you read this and it's probably activating as fuck because this is where we're shifting. Because once you like, I said it again, or I say it again now, once you like love yourself, be fully integrated in your power, follow your joy, all these things make sense. Like we're just all vibing with our friends and what form of connection we're pursuing, whatever excites us the most. And then there's all the programming out that, oh, now we're having sex. This is like so different than drinking a coffee, cuddling, watching a movie together, having dinner, playing spike ball, swimming, aesthetic dancing. Like these are all forms of connection. It's our souls. We are indestructible souls and we want to make love in all the ways. And it's not just love making. It's like we make love by whatever form of connection. Like when we actually connect on a soul level, we're closer to home because we're all one. We're feeling this oneness. And whatever excites us the most. And of course, we're still in the society where like sex is this and you only do like all this programming. So we want to look at our programming slowly, step by step. It can all feel good. This is what I'm emphasizing. Not rush your healing because you can't. Step by step. And then also take steps back. Like Britt and I, we open sometimes a little too fast where we're like, also hosting play parties and also flowing at them. I was like, wow, this is too fast, too soon. Calm down, everyone. Let's take a deep breath. And slow the fuck down. Let's go a bit back. Let's like close our relationships again. And like, let's host play parties where Brittany and I, where we didn't flow. Because this is what we needed right now to feel safe. That every single step feels good and protected and cozy. But what actually feels good is keep growing. If you feel like you're not growing, you're getting depressed as fuck. And why are you not growing is because you fear. So the only way is like going in the fear, transforming that. Why am I afraid to open this relationship? Because she's my woman and I own her. Oh, do I own her? Why do I objectify her? Why do I think she's mine? Because she fills me up with my self-worth. Why am I not loving myself? Because everyone tells me I'm not good enough. I need to fall in line. I need to become better. I need to become more. I need to make more money. I need to make other people happy. Who taught me that? Who taught you that? My parents, my boss, my teachers, society, just the underlying vibration I feel everywhere in the system. Ah, yeah, it's all based on fear. Do I want to keep carrying that with me? Because it doesn't belong to me. Like, they gave me that and I just took it. It's like this heavy cloak you're wearing of fear. Fear-based belief that you're carrying with you wherever you go. I'm like, no, this doesn't serve me anymore. Now that I see it, I can let that shit go. Oh, and it's so much lighter. And then you follow your excitement because there is no fear anymore and you keep following your joy. Like, if you study the entire formula of following your highest excitement, this is the holy grail. Like, this is what it always comes back to. I highly encourage you. Go on my Instagram, Vegan Strengths, read my pinned post, the full formula of following your highest excitement, and go to Higher Mind on Spotify and listen to the formula of following your highest excitement. No insistence, no assumptions on any outcome. And by following your joy in the moment, staying in a positive vibration, it will reveal all the underlying negative, limiting, fear-based beliefs. And thus your excitement is to transform them because you want to do something. Like also sharing your voice on social or whatever, calling this friend, but you don't do it because there's a fear-based belief. And then your excitement is to go into that belief. And then I recommend there like endless permission slips, how to transform fear-based beliefs. What I love to do, I'm like, like I'm afraid of deep water. I'm like, what is the worst thing that could happen? And it was like shark attack, you know? It's like, what if there's a big shark? And then you see like how ridiculous it is, you know? Like, oh, I want to share my truth. Yeah, what is like the worst thing that could happen? Actually, I'm not like dying. I'm not losing my legs. I'm not like homeless. It's just that what people think about me. What if like someone hates me and writes a nasty comment full of their projections because I'm sharing my authentic self? This is literally the worst thing. And then you can laugh about it, how ridiculous it is. Because often we're like thinking, oh my God, we're like dying if we're like doing what we want to do. But no, go into that. Like go to the bottom. All right, Ferdi's back. Ferdi's caffeinated. We're having a good time. I'm loving that. First, you take mushrooms. Then you find the truth. And then you get fucked in the ass. Break your limitations. You know this comment I find so funny because he wants to like mock me, but he's actually like stating facts. Like, first you take mushrooms. Yeah. Taking magic mushrooms will always be one of the best experiences of my life. Wow, they're one of my favorite and greatest teachers. If you feel excitement, I highly recommend it. Of course, really keep in mind set setting. If you have a higher dosage, a trip sitter. And less is more. Like, you're so awake, so you don't need that much. A bad trip is really not fun, and you can avoid them easily by keeping those things I just said in mind. Like, do your research. But if you feel excitement, wow, go for it. Like, I can recommend it. Then you find the truth. Yeah. You wake up more and more. You find the universal truth, and you also know all truth are truth. What you say goes. In this physical reality dream, you can believe whatever you want, and what you believe is your truth. You believe something, and thus it's true for you. You say you cannot, then you cannot. You say you can, then you can. And also the universal truth is like the mechanism. Like right now, down here, our beliefs create our reality. But there's something called a universal truth, the universal message, structure of reality, however you want to call it, the mechanism. And it's so powerful to really understand source, the mechanism, how reality works. And then we can have so much clarity in our experience. It's not like, I'm in the victim mode. This person did this to me. That's why everything is fucked up. It's because you choose to be the victim and blame this person, and thus you experience exactly this reality. Yes, it is true for you that this person fucked up your reality because you believed it, but you can shift it. Do you want to stay in that vibration? I know it sounds harsh, but that's literally how reality works. Like, I tried it. Like, oh, I'm so depressed. Everything is shit. Guess what? I'm so depressed. Everything is shit. I'm here sitting in my power. Everything is fucking amazing. Guess what? Everything is fucking amazing because I say so, and I invite you, wake the fuck up. And then you get fucked in the ass. Yeah. Like, experiencing anal, especially also as a man, especially as a man, is so powerful because most men, like, are not sensitive to how it is being penetrated. They're just like, oh, I have my dick. I want to put it in. Just putting it in. And seeing how vulnerable it is to be penetrated. You really need to go slow. You really need to warm up. You really need to feel safe. It's all about safety. Like anal, that's why I love anal, because it can be the most pleasurable thing and also so painful. And it's all about safety. If you're not feeling safe, if you're closing down, constricted, it hurts so much. But if you're feeling safe, if you're opening up, it feels so good. And it's like this fine line. Immediately you could constrict and not feel safe or whatever. So it's really powerful to experience anal and then see like, oh wow, a woman needs way more time, needs way more warming up, needs to open up so it actually feels good. And the way to open up a woman is her emotional reality, making her feel safe, making her feel heard. Then she opens up her soul, her body, everything. Since this is the title of the podcast, something with why anal I recommend for men,
I didn't tell the story of my anal experience. I experienced it both active when I penetrate someone anally, and also passive where I get penetrated, and actually by a penis, so not just a strap-on. So if you wanna hear the full story, I'm sure, like, I know I told it in a past English podcast and in a German podcast, but if you wanna hear it again, because I don't know where I told it in details, then let me know. I love sharing my stories and breaking all the stereotypes, because some of you might listen like, oh, Fedi got penetrated? Like, it is, oh, he's gay. So he's not a man anymore, but he's still sitting there in his power, being authentic, and it's actually not taking anything away from him. So yeah, all the programming out the window. That's why I love it. That's why I love to talk about all of that, because you can take nothing away from me. Nothing. Once you're in your power, love yourself, you can just stay there and everyone can feel it, and you can just follow your joy. This is who you are, whatever this is. And for me, yeah, this was being penetrated in my ass, actively and passively. It was fucking amazing. I highly recommend it if you feel excitement. And if you want me to share the full experience, like, I want to talk about whatever you are interested in, you know, so write a comment, because I can share whatever. I'm an open book, but I want to talk about what you want to know about. So yeah, the podcast continues and I go back on my treadmill desk.
So yeah, like, this is so funny, you know, he's trying to mock me, but it's a great comment. Like, yes, I recommend all these things. Why are vegan influencers always going crazy? I've been vegan for 8 years and am a normal, sane person. I'm just curious, is it social media or what? Okay, this was a little mean what I texted back, but this was just what came. Have fun staying a muggle. Or wake the fuck up. I support you in being you. Actually, it's nice. I support you in being you. Like, I'm vegan for 8 years and I'm a normal, sane person. Like, the better question is, like, are you happy? Because our, what we call normal and sane, is profoundly sick. Our society is so profoundly sick. Our normal is making people sick, depressed, unhealthy, unhappy. And once you become crazy, once you, like, crazy mean, like, compared to our normal, and the crazy people see in me is actually the new normal. Like, we're all gonna wake up, we're all gonna be in our power. And I'm telling you, it's great. Another really powerful Bashar cutout I recommend. It's also on Higher Mind on Spotify. It's called Going Mad, M-A-D, Going Mad. It's talking exactly about that. Highly recommended. All right. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna end this podcast now. And I'm gonna roll you this Bashar cutout now, because it's one of my all-time favorites. Let's take a deep breath. All right, so brace yourself, be sure, because Bashar's coming in now and he's, like, ready to, like, wake you up even more. I love Bashar, so check him out on Higher Mind, or send me a DM and I give you access to my Google Drive folder if you want more. And yeah, just, like, keep writing questions under this podcast. I love just continuing like that, reading your questions, because I'm the most excited to talk about what you actually care. And then we just, like, feel even more connected. So if you have a question, a statement, or if you just want to rain some love, do it now in the comments down below. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Peace out.
Wow, Bloom Babies, I just want you to know, it took my physical mind a lot to release this podcast, because I was underslept. And in German, it's easy. German is my mother tongue. I can speak so fluidly. But in English, in this podcast, my physical mind, I just didn't like how I was speaking. I was speaking really fast. And I said so many times, like. So yeah, but then my higher self was like, no, Ferdi, release it. You don't do English podcasts that often. And it's great. People just want to have a podcast. They don't even hear it. They just like your vibration. And this is just real, raw, and authentic how you felt this day. So then I was like, eyes closed, and I'm just sharing it. But this is really healthy for my physical mind to just give this unnecessary disclaimer because you're like, what are you talking about? But yeah, it showed me when I am underslept and things are going on in my reality, like I was buzzing from a new connection and not fully here because I'm like, to slow down, especially in English, slow down, speak more slowly, and just for my liking, use less likes. like, even though like is a nice vibration. Because I use like for example, approximately, all these other words, but like just flows more quickly and is a nice vibration. But I just know so many quote unquote basic Americans who like, and I just don't wanna be that. Straight up. So yeah, please let me know in the comments if you like this podcast or if this was too fast, too alien, if I lost you, because if so, I know exactly how to slow down, speak really easily, take more examples, that people can more easily follow me and understand me. But I also like my Bloom babies are so switched on and they just get it, so I can just upload. So please, yeah, let me know. Okay, that's it now. Enjoy a little Basha cutout.
So the idea of going into spirit and ascending is just the idea of waking up to the fact that you've been dreaming that you're not there.
Okay. And that's why I'm connecting with every single thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's the natural state you experience in spirit. So when you start divesting yourself and streamlining yourself and letting go of the things that are no longer relevant for you, be they negative beliefs or not, if they're no longer relevant, you let them go over time and you allow yourself to slowly wake up or quickly wake up into the understanding that all you've done is simply put yourself to sleep.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
But even that's only a small part of the greater being that you are. You see, this is one of the reasons why people on your planet always wonder, well, when someone dies, why don't they always come back? Or why does it take so long for them to get in touch with me or send me a message? You have to understand that when they wake up, it's like waking up from a dream, and they don't necessarily miss you that much because you're already there. Most of you is there. It doesn't mean it invalidates the physical portion of your consciousness that you're experiencing right now, but from the perspective of spirit, that would be like someone saying, well, I know you're here, but right now, I'm going to go and I'm going to make a connection with your little finger because your little finger misses me. And that's okay. That can be done. But that's about the size of it compared to the being you are in spirit. Do you understand?
Yes.